I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to enjoy an alcoholic beverage or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know nothing about the drinks that we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of liquor out there that we are not acquainted with.
And as we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to tipple and drink along with us while we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdict if we are going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it so you don't have to.
And it's definitely not just an excuse to open up the drinks cabinet on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
The start of a new school year is a lot, especially in college. Turn that pile of coursework into great grades and stress-free weekends with Grammarly. Grammarly's digital writing assistant is a must-have for every college student. Its comprehensive writing suggestions help you avoid all those little mistakes that eat into your grade, so you can turn in your work with confidence. Best of all, it's free to use with all your favorite devices and apps. Need more advanced features? Upgrade to Grammarly Premium for clarity, full sentence rewrites that rephrase hard-to-read sentences, cutting down on jargon and making your essays as clear and impactful as possible. It even comes with built-in plagiarism detection. Just one more way Grammarly covers all the details that go into getting the best possible grade. Improve your grades with fewer all-nighters by using Grammarly. Sign up for your free account at grammarly.com/podcasts and get 20% off when you're ready to upgrade. That's grammarly.com/podcasts.
I'm Lou Conran.
And I am Sally Ann Hayward.
We're a pair of comedians who've been known to have a glass of wine or 10 over the years, sometimes separately, sometimes together.
But it's occurred to us that we know next to nothing about the drink we love to quaff, and that, unbelievably, there will be some types of vino out there we are not acquainted with.
As we hate missing out, we thought we'd invite some celebrity pals to recommend their go-to wine and drink along with us, whilst we make them dish the most embarrassing booze-related tales.
And then we give our honest verdicts if we're going to spit or swallow. So if it's gross, we drank it, so you don't have to.
It's definitely not just an excuse to drink a bottle of wine on a Monday night.
Heaven forbid.
Sally Ann Hayward.
This is how we speak now, Lou.
Yeah, I feel like I'm about to come up, yeah, on a high.
Is it the E numbers of the drink of choice of Ms. Hayley Ellis?
Ms. Hayley Ellis, yeah. Yes, it is, actually. That WKD, didn't think I was going to like it. Now,
well,
I
don't say whether you liked it or not.
Oh, I didn't
we'll
know
find
whether
out.
I was going to like oh. it or not. Oh, it's disgusting, or is it?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know what you thought of it. I've no idea. I can't tell.
I can't tell either. I feel hammered.
WKD, I think I missed the boat on WKD back in the day. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a bit old.
I think it was just coming out when I was coming out. Not coming out, coming, because I'm, well, I mean, you know.
I mean, there's nothing wrong with coming out, is there? I mean,
no, there isn't.
Inclusive podcast, okay?
Yeah, okay.
Oh, don't be, yeah.
God, Jesus, God.
Just get over yourself, Louise.
Yeah, okay. And
I think we're both a bit pissed.
Yeah, Hayley looks so fresh-faced.
She looks great, doesn't she?
Yeah,
given she's a tired mother as well, Hayley Ellis, isn't she? You know, she's got a daughter now and she's watching television with that daughter. And
with that daughter.
I know, that daughter. That she's got a name, I expect, and she's a very cute little girl. I think I'm a little bit too drunk to do this intro properly. I mean, I'm making no sense whatsoever, am I?
No,
No, like,
I'm trying really hard.
I think it is reflective of the evening. So what I would suggest, Sally, is go about your business, whatever it is that you need to go and accomplish this soir.
You know me, I always have to accomplish something of an evening.
Yeah.
And I haven't accomplished yet, have I?
No, I'm going to go and do some cross stitch.
Oh,
or something like that.
I was like, do you know what? I bet people get this podcast confused with Pride and Prejudice.
Yes, yes. My Mr. Darcy is on his way home. Yeah. He'll make me a fried egg sandwich because that's what they all ate back in the day.
Yeah.
I'll do some cross stitch and we'll sit in different rooms.
And you'll probably, because the lights will go out, you know, as it's dark and you'll have no electricity. So you'll probably sing to each other for entertainment.
Because we've only got one window because of high taxing. So I just think what I'll do is I'll do some cross stitch and I suggest the listener listens to this.
Beautiful. Hayley Ellis here with us started the whole record with a little clap, which is lovely. Aww. Yeah, isn't that nice though?
Are you just pleased to sort of be away from your child,
Hayley? What a very long day. Episodes of In the Night Garden are 45 minutes long. Did you know that?
They're not, are they?
They are, yeah.
That's too long for a little child. She must get bored quickly or not.
Well, there's such a gripping storyline of a macapaca washing faces with a sponge, Sally. You'd be surprised. It's very enthralling.
Wow.
Oh,
well, I'll make sure I avoid that then, Hayley.
That's what I'll do. Why are you not a drunk mother? Why are you not drunk all of the time?
Well, we're going to get onto this, aren't we? But I don't really drink now, do I? Because I can't handle it.
No, I've witnessed that.
But practice, Hayley, practice gets you able, you know, gets you into to a position to be able to have.
Yeah, you're quite right, Sally. You've had a lot of that, so. And
dig.
Oh, I know. There we go.
Guest.
We started off early.
Guest, having a go at the. At the creator.
The creator. Are you God, Sally?
Hayley Ellis, lovely to have you here. Thank you for joining us. Tell us what your drink of choice is.
So my drink of choice is the WKD Blue. You might not be familiar with it. It is a vintage year, this one. This is 2022.
Right.
Yeah.
Got to be drunk.
Is that the sell-by date or the actual?
That's the actual date, actually, Sally. And the only reason I chose this, actually, I haven't drunk this since I was about 16, but I thought I'd just want to see you, Sally, have a sample of it.
I'm more interested in seeing Lou, like, just kind of go crazy on the E numbers again.
Yeah, we all know, don't we, that I can't really drink these.
I haven't got a bottle opener, unfortunately, so but it's lucky because it doesn't come with a cork.
But Hayley, do you just drink it? I've never had this before. I must have had it in cocktails or things, I guess.
Yeah.
But I've never just drunk it like this. So how do we drink this WKD?
It's it's quite a complex process. So really, if you can decant it into a professional wine glass, just sort of spill it round the glass.
Okay.
Taking the odour, it's very woody. Smells like it's been in a shop for maybe 2-3 years.
Mine's quite fizzy. Is that right?
Fizzy is right. Have you decanted it yet, Sally? Because we need to make sure. It
smells like medicine, doesn't it?
Do you know what it smells like? That toilet duck.
Does it? I think it smells like a cough mixture. I've had in the past.
Are we swilling it around?
So if you could swill
it. How are the legs?
Yeah, if you could swill it, Lou. And then just take it all. Just take it all in.
All of it.
A tumbler, is that going to ruin the aroma?
It will. Unfortunately, I mean, you can, Sally, but it's not the way it's meant to be drinking. It's meant to be drinking out of a bottle with two straws at the top.
Hayley's holding it like it's a fine cognac. Cheers, girls.
Very vintage. I tell you why I chose Wicked as well. Not just because I wanted to see you two drink a less highbrow caliber of drink. One, because I was buying it myself, so I thought I'll go for the cheapest.
Right.
Cheapest. I found that quite pricey.
Really?
£3.50.
Is that how much it was? I didn't buy mine.
How many did you buy, Sally?
Just the one from the co-op, £3.50. I went to Waitrose first, and the lad who works there, honestly, I was in Waitrose, I thought, I'll get it now. And the lad went, we should sell that. And then he said, let me just check online. He went, oh no, we don't even sell it. Like, it wasn't that they were out of stock. And then he went, I know where you can get it, though. Co-op down the road.
Mom's just ringing me. I do apologise. Let me just
That's
turn
all right.
Phone.
So I wouldn't say it's the cheapest drink we've ever had on it.
And it's not if you buy it from the co-op, Sally. If you would have gone to maybe your local corner store.
Premier or whatever.
How big's your bottle then?
You've got a large one.
Yeah.
Oh, I've just got a small one.
You were correct, because that's going to sit and gather dust if I don't like this, isn't it?
Oh, do you know what, Sally? It'll just go in the cupboard. I've got a separate cupboard for shit drinks.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I know we can't decide at the moment whether this is a spit or a swallow, but I think we're getting the measure of it. But I'll tell you what, Hayley, yes. I wouldn't expect, when Sally told me that you were going to go for a blue WKD, didn't surprise me in the slightest.
Well, I don't like the taste of alcohol, so I have to have things that don't taste that much. Like, do you know what I mean? Because I can't drink shorts unless it just tastes like Coca-Cola. I can't stand the taste of alcohol.
Right.
Like Prosecco, but I thought Prosecco's been done, hasn't it? You've had your Proseccos.
Yeah. There's always room for more Prosecco, well, Hayley.
Yeah.
No, I like this choice. I've never had it before, and I like to drink a drink that I've never had before. I think, because was this the 90s, WK? Was this the noughties?
I think, so I would have gone for applesauce, which was my choice of drink in the 90s. Do you remember that?
No.
No, too busy with your champagne and actual real drinks.
Was that like a soursy type thing?
Yes.
Like apple sours and...
Oh, is that how it's pronounced? Is it S-O-U-R-Z?
Oh, no, no. Applesauce was like an alcopop. It was like an alcopop of choice in
the
90s.
Where did you grow up, Hayley?
I grew up in a bin. this is my university drink. Apple, what are you writing down?
I'm writing down because I like to just check up on what people say.
Okay.
Just to see just exactly how common you are, Hayley. So
I think it's already been established that we're drinking WKD blue out of a wine glass. I think the
denominator.
So I was a fan of applesauce, but they don't stock that anymore. I was a hooch girl. I like anything that doesn't taste like booze. So have you got any recommendations? Now, I listened to your Nick Helm episode where he was like, oh, that jammy red roux tastes like Ribena. It doesn't.
Oh,
I was very disappointed.
Oh, what we'll do is we'll organise a podcast where you two have a about whether or not it tastes like raspberry jam or not.
Because I just can't drink anything that tastes like booze.
Go on, Lou.
I was just going to say, I have witnessed you drinking before, Hayley.
I knew this was going to come up.
I'll save it for later maybe. But
okay.
I'm going to suggest that you put a bit more effort in than you actually think you do. That's all I'm going to say on that.
Cryptic today, is our Lou.
Riddle me this, Hayley.
Hayley Ellis, what was your drink of choice when you were training to drink?
So here's a story for you. So when, you know, when you first start drinking, when you're like 16, 15. Well, I because I don't like the taste of alcohol. My stepdad at the time, he'd been to like Calais or somewhere and got loads of those knockoff little stubby bottles. So what I did is I took the lids off them, poured them out and filled one with water and put the lid back on it and pretended I was drinking beer.
Training drink was a soft drink.
It was. But I did used to have the old 2020. That makes me feel physically sick now. Do you remember that? 2020?
I remember the name. Don't think I ever tried it, though. So it was an Alcopop, wasn't it, 2020?
Yeah.
What colour
horrendous.
Was it?
Orange. I can't, honestly. Just the
what was
smell
in it?
Of that.
What was in a 2020? Let's have a look.
Broken dreams. It's...
Acid reflux, isn't it?
Yeah, I don't think you'll recognise any of the ingredients, Sally. It's not like the finest grapes from Sauvignon.
I'm looking
I think it's like kind of like, you know, those cough candy sweets that you used to get, those bright orange kind of... I think it's a little bit like that, isn't it? And it just puts socks on your teeth.
Yeah.
And I don't know...
Was it Mad Dog 2020?
Yes.
Is that what it was? Okay. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Okay.
I always thought that was sort of like a hooch or a lemonade-y type thing, but it's not, is it? It's just like
it's more evil.
Tizer. Used to love Tizer.
Sorry, I have noticed that you two aren't drinking much of you.
Oh, sorry. Yeah. Sorry. Sorry.
It's one of those ones, isn't it?
We made a cheeky Vimto one.
Oh, I love a cheeky Vimto.
Oh, well, there you go.
Yeah.
So we've got port, so maybe we could top it up.
Sally's looking at
her drink shelf.
Because we had Vimto, didn't we? And we put this with
port. I had port in it, and you had something else and made something else that you didn't like.
Yeah, that was disgusting. Yeah. I think it had milk in it or something, didn't it? And I nearly, oh, it was repulsive.
I don't think any alcoholic drink with milk in is a good thing, is it?
Well, no. But this with port then. I don't think I've got any port.
I'll and it tastes like Ribena. Very nice.
Not Jammy Red Roux.
No, not jammy red roux.
I like the jammy red roux, actually.
Yeah, well, you probably do. I just don't like the taste of alcohol. But I will endure it on a night out to get shit-faced.
You're not our friend. Who are you?
I know.
That's how you retain your fresh face and your cracking skin.
Yeah, for the listener, Hayley is looking glowing, but absolutely glowing. And we've been through the fact that has she got a filter and she's strongly denied it.
She did, didn't she?
Yeah, strongly.
She's got a screen behind her that's sort of like makes her look like she's in kind of either a woodshed or a sauna.
Swedish sauna.
She's being held hostage somewhere in a cabin in a wood. However, the skin looks amazing on the backdrop of the wood. So I'm going to suggest that you have done something to your... Have you had a wash?
Okay, that's what it is.
I would suggest always taking that backdrop around with you, Hayley, even to the shops, everything, because you look good again.
I just turn him around, just like with a little...
That colour suits your face.
Yeah, it does, doesn't it?
I've never had so many compliments. I've known you two about, what, 10
million years?
We want more drug stories, more compliments before this.
We're luring you in to share with us.
We get you to a point where you go, oh, I can't believe I told them that story because we've been so nice and manipulative. So Hayley, so training drink was actually pouring out a weak lager into the filling it with water. A larder. She poured out. And then, so you must have had your first taste of actual alcohol at some point. Do you remember?
Yes. So it was probably when I was 18 or so and I could officially drink. I was too scared of my mum to get drunk before then. And but it was, I think, vodka. And I just always remember it tasting like paint stripper. And just do you know what I always get when I'm in soap operas when they have a vodka and they just like, and like not reacting. You've got to at least have a go, haven't you? I do a little bit of
wince.
But it's all very well when they haven't got any tea whatsoever in the mug. You can cope with that. It's just when they don't wince at
I mean, if they're a serial killer and burying people under the patio, I'm fine with that, Sally. But if they don't wince when they're taking a shot, something not right, it's very unrealistic.
Not true, is it?
Not true.
I understand.
Like James Bond, isn't it? Does James Bond? I don't watch any James Bond films.
Martini. No.
We James sips, Bond. Okay.
Come on, Hayley. No. You need to be educated on your films. Come on. he's a martini man. You can't down a martini unless you're in a hurry to go and shoot somebody. Which let's face it, we've all done. So maybe I have got that wrong.
No. You've been really drunk with Hayley, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
You tell us one of Hayley's drunk stories. Okay. She's being a bit shy.
Oh gosh, Sally, I don't like to dob her in, but Hayley and I did a play together once.
Oh god,
it was many, many years ago, and I mean, I don't know whether it was the nature of the play. It was set, quite current actually. It was set in we were in a hen do, and we all got nuclear bombed. So there you go.
It's in light. It was a real uplifting. It was a panto.
It was. At the end of it, we all sang Everyone's a Winner. No, what was it?
Yeah, we did. Everyone's a Winner, Baby
by Hot Chocolate. And then we all exploded. But anyway, so on the last night of that, we got... it was a bit, you know, it was a comedy. Oops. And we went out, we had a few drinks. Do you remember some woman in a club told Hayley that she has something wrong with her spine? Do you remember that?
A droopy lower scapula.
Yes.
Do you know what? I was thinking, I remembered this the other day and I thought someone had told me that on stage. Yeah,
no. Somebody came up to you in a nightclub and told you you had a droopy.
Sort of thing I'd say to somebody. Or I wouldn't say it, but I would think, well, they've got a droopy lower scapula.
You wouldn't say it, would you, Sally? But no, they did. I thought that was on stage, Lou. No. Yeah, they said they were a physiotherapist. And I said, what about my posture? And he said, no, what you've got there is it was a man.
Yeah.
A droopy lower scapula.
I don't even know what that is.
How rude.
No, it's not Mr. Darcy, is it? It's not what you've got a droopy. Honestly, I'm can't believe you've brought that back up, Lou. Because I'm
so
honestly
sorry, but do you know what? You look upright now.
You look like you're pinned. She's clearly taken his advice and sorted out her drooping. Yeah.
Well, you haven't seen me walk off the screen yet, Sally.
No, just slide off. You're on a wheelie chair. She's cable tied herself to that wooden background so that she's always got tough posture.
That Lou, I remembered what he said. I couldn't remember it was on environment.
Furious.
Yes, I was.
And I think that's probably why you drank everything.
Well, I tried to drink Lou, but it kept slipping down my top because my droopy lower scapula. Every time I looked
oh
it
God,
up,
here
just,
we go.
Just fell down. Yeah, I was furious, and now you've brought it back up again. That's
you can hear it in her voice,
yeah.
Can't you?
Yeah, the tone has changed.
Yeah,
and it's not something you say to someone, really, is it? When you first meet them, it's like, oh,
no.
What do you do for a living? Not you've got a droopy lower scapula, to be honest with you. But, yeah.
Yeah, it's like I had my physio did my legs recently and she told me I had a club foot. Anyway, sorry. But anyway,
what
it's
does
not
that
about
mean?
Me.
That your foot's like
a trotter.
I'll tell you what, I've seen Lou's feet and they're sort of, they don't really, you know how your foot, what do you call it? Like naughty, good toes, naughty toes.
Oh, yes.
She can't do naughty toes properly. Like they don't really
like,
come back properly, do they?
A sponge, like a brick on the end of a leg.
It doesn't bend back.
They're like that. They're like. Do, 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 do,
they're just put point all the time.
So there's, they're all like gnarled over them.
No,
well, they're not, but they just don't bend back. I can't think what that word is when you bet. What's
disgusting? Is it disgusting? Is that the word?
they're not
droopy. Well, they are droopy. Maybe that's the thing.
She sort of walks on her. On the balls of her feet. Yeah. That's basically what it is. That's how her feet are. Anyway.
Sorry, I don't want to move on yet, Lou.
Okay.
Are sandals a no-go?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Because I tell you for why. When I am in a sandal, my toes curl up like Aladdin's shoes at the end. And I remember I had some really pointy, as my auntie Brenda would call them, winkle pickers when I was about 12 or 13. And because my toes sort of curl up, the shoes sort of curled up as well. And oh, the amount of times I got them caught on the stairs. It was awful. And I would get my, do you remember when you used to wear culottes? And I used to get them caught in the end of my...
In the end of culottes.
Culottes, yeah. And then I'd...
What culottes?
They're like MC Hammer pants, big pants. Like, they're like... They're a skirt, really, but they're not the trousers. But they look
like... Yeah, but they're just called culottes, not culottes.
That's what I thought, Sally, yeah.
What?
So you're in your culottes with your culob foot.
Yeah. And the toes, I used to get the ends of the Aladdin-y shoes caught in the end of my culottes. And then I'd just fall down the stairs. It used to happen to me all the time. Anyway, back to you, Hayley.
Hayley, tell us a drunk story. It doesn't have to involve pouring alcohol down the sink.
No, I text a few of my friends, because I knew I was going to do this, obviously. And I text a few of my friends. I've just put this on Twitter. And every single story ends in, weren't you sick in my sink? Weren't you sick in my... Yeah, a lot of throwing up.
You were sick at mine. You were sick at mine.
Do you know one of the... I was waiting for you to bring that up.
I wasn't going to. I wasn't good because we sort of moved on from
this
that.
Is why I can't handle my booze. I just throw up a lot, which is why I don't drink as much, because I'm always, always sick. When I'm hungover, I'm always sick.
It makes you feel better, though, doesn't it, once you've puked, though?
I mean, it's like all day. It's like...
Oh, right, you just can't... You might be allergic to it, Hayley. You never know.
Yeah.
I mean, you take an antihistamine. That's what I do before you start drinking.
Yeah. What are you drinking now, Lou?
There's always a way around There's always a way around it. If you're allergic to things, Lou will find a way around it.
Yeah.
She will not be told.
Listen, go to the all-you-can-eat fish restaurant. Just take an EpiPen. That's all you need to do.
Oh, God, all these losers. Oh, my God. Just stick it in your thigh. You practice on an orange.
One of the drunkest, I was in, do you remember Rock World in Manchester, Louise? Did you ever go there?
Rock World? Where was that?
It's not your sort of bag.
No.
I went with my friend Kathy and I was very, very, very drunk. And this is how drunk I was. So I was like 22 or something, 23. And I was really drunk and I thought, God, I feel really high up. No one was almost walking around. I felt like, why do I feel so high?
Because your scapula hadn't dropped. Sorry.
that was the start of the story, actually, when my scapula did droop.
Sorry.
But I looked down, right? So I thought, I feel really high. I looked down, and in the bottom of the sole of my shoe was half a smashed bottle like this, just stuck through my shoe. And I've been walking around for good 5-10 minutes wondering why I felt so tall. And it was stuck through my shoe into my foot, and my foot was covered in blood.
No.
Yeah. And I didn't even feel it. Because I was so, I was literally walking around with a bottle of like a hooch just shoved in my foot, a whole bottom half.
It's so funny that your first thought is, I'm tall rather than tall. Yeah.
But my whole foot was covered in blood. It was like horrific. Yeah.
Thinking and you were like, wearing your tap shoes as you're hopping around on one foot. Ooh, that's
I was like Lionel Blair. Yeah, that wasn't one of my finest moments.
I remember once when I might have told this story before, it's not necessarily to do with drinking, but it's to do with like not thinking it's the same, it's what it is. Well, that doesn't make sense. Anyway, I remember once I was at this gig, I was quite a new comic. It was a gig in London, and they used to put all this food on a table, and they had these little mini rolls for the acts. It was unpaid, but they put all these little snacks on, and there were mini rolls and sausage rolls and like crisps and stuff. Ooh. And I was stood you got excited, and I was stood watching the act, and then I felt like a little mini roll under my foot. It had fallen off the table, so I was just rolling it under my foot like this, and then the lights came on. It was an interval, and I picked my foot up. A little mouse ran out.
No.
This poor little thing, I was just obviously just rolling. It was like, trying to get out.
I thought you was going to say it was a turd.
I'd love to see people watching you do that. I go, that sick bitch.
Thankfully, it was dark. It was just me.
It's horrendous.
Poor little mouse, though. Oh, and it just shot off. Oh, that's so funny, though, Hayley, the fact that you just thought you were tall. Oh,
well, this is what I mean. This
did
is
you
why
have
I
injections
drink.
And things? Because you've had hepatitis from the bottle or something.
Well, I probably have, and I don't know. No, I didn't. I literally just picked it out the bottom of my foot and carried on drinking. And here's another story, right? And this isn't me that did this, but when you could smoke in clubs, and I've never smoked, me and my friend David were dancing in this like, was it Jumping Jacks or somewhere really, really cheesy?
Oh, God,
back in the day.
Classy.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Very highbrow.
Yeah.
David was having he used to smoke at the time. And, was it him smoking or someone was smoking near him? Anyway, me and him were really drunk because we used to just go out after work and just drink until the next day and then go into work. And someone put a cigarette out on the floor and his jeans went alight. his leg of his jeans went alight, and I went, David, your pants are on fire. And he sort of looked down and he like patted it out and then started dancing again. And because he hadn't patted it out properly, he just relit, started lighting up again.
What was he wearing, like polyester?
No, I think, well, I don't know, actually. Looking back, I was going to say denim, but denim wouldn't have caught fire.
Was it a cry for help? Had he doused himself in petrol before he came out?
What a waste of a pair of jeans. Yeah. I bet he was ever so disappointed. Imagine
you might
that.
Have to mute his name. He's a very responsible person now, actually. I probably shouldn't have said his actual name.
Well David could be anybody, couldn't it? There's
could be
many,
any David
there are many,
with skin grafts and burns.
Yeah, yeah. And very short trousers with his very tall frame.
And those hairs that never grew on his knees. Yeah.
Do you remember there used to be, I don't know how long did you live in Manchester for, Lou?
About 15 or 16 years.
Do you remember there was a roller disco?
No, as if this is going to go to a roller disco.
Not with her little club feet. Just on the two wheels at the front.
She'd have to have them just on her hands.
Circle.
You'd look like one of those monkeys from The Wizard of Oz, just on your hands and then your leg dragging along the back. Oh, yeah. Sorry, Liv, but people with normal feet used to be able to go in.
All right, scapula.
Listen, I can't go hand gliding, but I can go...
She can whiz around that roller disco.
I can whiz around that roller disco. But they used to have to decide, because they'd never get away with this now, you used to have to sign it. I'm moving away from my mic, sorry. You used to have to sign a disclaimer to say that you're okay if you had any accidents in there.
Oh, great.
Because it was
them.
A bar. Yeah, so you'd go drinking, but you're on roller skates. And it was all, like, wooden concrete flooring.
Oh, yeah. Just, and you'd be like, you'd be rolling over a bit of grit and you'd be like, what's that? And then you'd get looked down and it'd just be people's teeth.
Honestly, it was awful. So one of my friends, she fell in the toilets there because you have to go in the toilets on your roller skate. And she had the whole white of her eye was red for about 3 weeks.
If you were a bloke and you were rolling up to the urinal and there was no room, you'd just be able to push people out the way and they'd just be able to piss up the wall, wouldn't they? Anyway,
Starlight Express, but really low brow.
Do you remember those stoppers? I'm trying to think. Yeah. So roller skates.
No, they did have stoppers on them, Sally. Yeah, they were like old school. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Lou, a stopper for you is just your toes. Yeah.
She's the scat man.
Here's Lev Kubiak, the vice president and chief security officer at Pfizer, on the discussion, The Dangers of Counterfeits and How You Can Get Your Medicine Safely, sponsored by Pfizer.
Criminal groups are putting very dangerous substances into what appear to be routine prescription medicines. And so we have a significant rise in the presence of fentanyl and methamphetamine.
Listen to the entire discussion on WTOP.com. Search Pfizer.
I used to have rollerblades, but I only went on them about twice. They were the ones that I took all around Israel with me, my rollerblades.
I love the way she just dropped that. Just had to get in. She's been traveling, didn't she, Lou?
Traveling. This was back in the 90s, and I had these rollerblades. I went on once around Hyde Park. I'm terrible on them. And then my friend Kylie Birch went, do you want to go? She's from Bristol. Do you want to go Israel? And I went, yeah, I'd love to. So we got our rucksacks and we put our rollerblades in our rucksack and we were going to rollerblade all around Israel and they never left our rucksack.
Weird, anyway, that, isn't it? What with the sand everywhere? But anyway.
And the traffic as well.
Yeah. I mean, they've only just got horses and you're there whizzing round on a rollerblade.
Blades. Blades are sort of, because the boots are back in fashion more, aren't they? Blades have sort of moved off again, haven't they? Because anyway, this podcast isn't necessarily about rollerblades.
The common nominal circular.
Is that
it's
what
like mean? It's like, you know, they'll come back in fashion soon, like culottes will come back in, won't they?
All right. Yeah. Okay. Can we have another drunk story then, please? Thank you.
They're all just me being sick. I was sick with you, wasn't I, that night?
Yes.
We were sharing a bed. I was sick in the morning. Was I sick in the night?
No, you were sick in the morning.
Here's one. I went to, so we had to go and watch this. I won't say who it is because they're still going, and it's a musician. And I did a contemporary performing arts degree and we had to go and watch this musician who was really, really bad. So me and my friends were like, oh, should we have a few bottles of wine before we go? Because we had to write a dissertation or whatever. Not dissertation, but like a... My thesis. God.
Analysis.
Yeah, whatever. On this fella and his performance art. Now, I'm just going to say this. He does music, but one of his performance arts pieces is sticking sanitary towels to a wall, I believe.
Oh, quite like the sound of this.
God, I've been influenced by him.
Yeah. And so we had a few bottles of wine before we left. So obviously I'm steaming and my mate got thrown out for shouting and this is shit. Because he was sort of like, there was like someone on bongos as you walked in, like, and he was going, fear.
Oh no.
Oh, brilliant.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
And we had to pay for the ticket, £30 a pop each. Anyway.
You haven't forgotten, have you?
No, I've not forgotten that. No. And that's, you know.
And back then, Hayley, that's a lot of money.
That is a lot of money, Lou. It is a lot of money. So I don't remember much about it. I just remember being really, really drunk, right? And our lecturer was there as well. Anyway, I had to have a one-to-one with my lecturer the following day or the day after? I can't remember. And I went to this one-to-one. I didn't really remember much about it. I just thought, at least I'm not my friend because everyone heard her say this is shit, getting thrown out. And the lecturer went, oh, did you have a nice time at this concert? And I was like, oh, no. I was like, yeah. She went, do you remember picking me up? And apparently, she was only a little tiny woman. I picked her up under my arms and was spinning her round. And I don't have any recollection of it whatsoever.
Recollection
in my culottes. I don't remember any of it.
Maybe that's like, how you got the droopy scapula. Droopy lower scapula.
Yeah.
She was really heavy and it just... But I always pick people up. That's one of the things I do when drunk.
Do you?
Oh, lovely. That's really sweet.
I pick people up. I tell them I love them. Uh-huh. Yeah. Like, I'm a big love. I love everyone when I've had a drink.
Oh.
Like, let's text me friends, tell them I love them. And then you just get one back going, thanks. You know, you don't get like.
My friends like that on Facebook. If there's a photo of me up, she'll sort of go, oh, I love this. I love that or something like that. And I'm like, you've been on the sauce, Karen. And she goes, yeah. Okay, me. Like whenever it's all love, oh, you look amazing. Yeah. Someone's pissed.
Yeah. Hayley and I, also on a separate drunken weekend away, we shared a cottage with a friend of ours who's also a comic, who bought a dressing up box with her.
I mean, great idea. Great idea. God,
it was just the three of us, wasn't it?
Yeah.
We drank all, like, we got overexcited. The idea was that we were going away for a writing weekend, Friday through to the Sunday. We got overexcited on the Friday, drank all of the booze. I have got some spectacular photos of Hayley spread eagled on the floor with your eyes just.
We'll use that as promotion for the podcast.
Yeah, we will. Yeah. Yeah, and then the next morning, I was sick as a dog, and I tried to make myself some scrambled egg. But what I did was I made a cup omelette. and then I ate it, and then it reappeared, and it was just as solid on the way out. But anyway, Hayley, we've had some good times, haven't we?
Yeah.
You just remind me of
when I was at university once, I forgot, I'd come in drunk, and I forgot that I'd made beans on toast the night before, completely forgot. I put it down the side of the bed because I couldn't eat them because I felt sick. And I woke up in the middle of the night to go to the toilet and put my feet in the beans on toast. And then
you felt ever so tall.
And I just carried on walking. It's still there.
So you carried on walking.
No, I just slid on it. And I like strained all the muscles in my back.
Oh, God, there we go again. Is the trick coming in?
Do you know what? This all makes sense.
Doesn't it? I feel like this has been a therapy session for you, Hayley. I'm just getting lower and lower
with all the and accidents I've had. Yeah.
Old Dr. Haywood and Conran here.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
We're working out all your ailments.
Did you go to the toilet with a saucepan on your foot?
I remember going to the theatre once with a couple of uni friends, and we went to see this thing, which was awful. And we'd paid money to go and see. It was like, sort of Japanese dance, like with the swords. It was, I can't remember what it's called.
Samurai.
Something like that. Anyway, it was that sort of thing, but it wasn't very good. And my two friends were like going, oh, this is rubbish and this is terrible. And then this poor lady was sitting next to us, who's quite innocent. She turned to us and she went, please be quiet. And I went, oh, sorry. And then it sort of dawned on me. I don't know why. I just went, oh, shut up yourself. Just because I was thinking, don't tell me. Like I went, oh, sorry, which is the right thing to do. And then I thought, don't tell me what to do. And then I went, oh, shut up yourself.
Love the thought of these people on stage going, ching, ching, ching. Oh, shut up. Shut up yourself.
Shut up yourself. Lou, we have a drunk story from a listener, haven't we?
Yep. Mm-hmm. Let me just get it. When he was talking there, it reminded me of when I went to see a Movement Mind piece that just says it all, doesn't it? An old bus depot in Manchester.
Oh, of course. Converted into... Yeah.
And then there was like, it was all about...
Invisible theatre. Did they just suddenly spring up and do it?
Oh, yeah. God, it was all like a light show and there were like zooming trees on the backdrop and it was like set in World War One and people were coming over... coming over the top and bombs were dropping and it was really it was quite harrowing. And then like it was like the end of the war and then a silence just fell over the audience and then out of nowhere all you could hear was somebody snoring in the background. Right, here we go. Drunk story. Who's this from? This is from Amy. Doesn't say where she's from. Dear SOS, my mate and I were on holiday many years ago, bully for you, and we decided it would be a good idea to drink schnapps of varying flavours. Watermelon and fig were particular favourites. I think you'd probably like those, Hayley.
Yes, I would, yes. Not fig. I'm going to make one.
Because they were so sweet and fruity, we didn't notice how alcoholic they were, but kept drinking whilst getting ready to go out for the night. We eventually got ourselves together and went around the various bars and clubs trying to be alluring. Well, we've all done that. But what we hadn't realised was that my mate Jane had been furiously plucking her eyebrows before we went out. And we were so drunk, we didn't notice that she'd plucked off virtually the whole of her left eyebrow and forgotten to do the other one. And she looked like Columbo trying to solve a crime. Neither of us could touch Schnapps now. And her eyebrow still hasn't grown back. And that was 20 years ago.
Just the one eyebrow hasn't grown back. Oh, no.
Yeah. Thanks, Amy. Thanks. Oh. That permanent look of, quizzical look of, like Hayley's.
Just one more drink. That's what she says now, wherever she goes.
Oh, poor girl.
I know. But have you ever shared? Oh, well, I was going to say, my mum had really thick eyebrows, like Dennis Healy eyebrows, and she shaved them off. And now, I know, she looks like a terror hawk. They're kind of like, my mum's eyebrows grow forward and not round in a...
Really?
Yeah.
Like sort of thick.
Yeah, like, yeah.
But that's good if it rains, though, isn't it? Because she's got a little bit of shelter.
True. It's a good point. It's busy. It stops her eyeliner running in the rain.
I mean, not that anyone will be looking at her eyes.
No, because
that little shop front.
Yeah. If you were to walk around a corner,
tables underneath with people dining. So if you
this stuff is amazing.
Yeah.
Imagination coming from us.
Can I just tell you? I've remembered another one that we did.
Go on.
Do you remember our aftershock?
Yes.
So we got a bottle of aftershock, the girls I lived with at uni, and there was only three of us that were in because the other two disappeared. And we did drinking games before we left with a bottle of aftershock, and we had the whole bottle of aftershock because we did drinking games with the film Grease, and we had to pull like names out of the hat. And every time they said whatever name you pull out or whatever was on the thing, you had to have a shot of aftershock. And I got Sandy, and there's a whole...
Oh, no.
This whole song's dedicated to Sandy. Like, like that. Yeah.
And you do as you're told, don't you, Hayley?
So I was really sick that night. Yeah, I did.
I bet.
Whole bottle of aftershock between the three of us.
You didn't want to let people down, though, did you, Hayley?
No, I was probably lifting people up left, right and centre that night. Swinging them up. This all contributes towards this droopy scapula.
Oh, it was Hayley that we were in the pub with in Edinburgh when the man dropped his pints. Do you remember?
But I didn't want to drink out of a plastic glass.
No. That came up on my memories the other day. So I don't know if you've mentioned this before, but Sally, there was a guy that came up to us. He was very nice. I mean, drunk, but nice. And he came up and he was like, "Hi, girls." And you said, "Sally, did you see those three girls over there thinking, oh, they look like they're having fun. I'm going to come over and ruin it."
No, but he had outstayed his welcome. Yeah, but he was there. He didn't just say, "Hi, girls, Hayley, get the story right. Put me in a better light." He was quite rude to us. Yeah. And he was
didn't
just
he have a wedding ring on? And then he disappeared. And then he came back and the wedding ring had gone.
Yeah.
Oh, I don't remember that.
Yeah, I think.
And then he was just getting on my nerves. And I thought, we've come out. We're having a lovely time. Yeah. You've just come over. And because, you know, for the most part, we're quite polite. But, you know, these sort of men, they just come in sometimes and they think, oh, now we were having a really nice time. We're having a real laugh. And you've come in and now we're being polite. But that's at the expense of our good night. So then I said to him, did you just see us and think I'm going to come and ruin their night? And then he still didn't get it, I don't think, did he?
No, he started talking to us about quitting smoking. And
that's right. Oh, yeah. Tedious and boring. Go and quit smoking then, over there.
In the smoking area.
Yeah. Well, we forgot to do the...
Cocktail.
The cocktail for the listener.
For the listener.
So we'd like to make the cocktail for the listener.
And we name a cocktail for
story.
The listener. Eyebrow on eyebrow. Highbrow.
Highbrow. Well, I think the Columbo thing, just one more.
Just one more drink.
I carried a watermelon, because it was watermelon in there.
fig and watermelon.
Yeah.
She could have fig garnish. I can't think of a fig. There might be a fig sort of gin or something, mightn't there?
I think there is, you know.
There is a fig gin, Sally. You're quite right.
Well, we could have that in there, couldn't we? Bit of fig gin.
Oh, with watermelon, I hate to say it, fever tree, but because
you think that would, that would be nice.
A watermelon fever tree with a fig gin.
Yeah. Right?
And instead of like to represent the hair coming out of the eye.
Oh, yeah, that's true. What should we have there?
You could get your mum to sort of dip a brow in it.
Your mum would always have to be, she'd have to really keep growing the eyebrows a lot though, because these are going to sell. So she'd be pushing the eyebrows.
That's the point. She could be like one of those Play-Doh machines. You wind her up and they just come out. We could have like a kiwi skin in it, like, because for the hairy.
Or maybe like a slight, like a lemon on the top, but a slice of lemon, slice of kiwi over it, which represents the, but keep the skin on, keep the furry skin on it. And what are we calling it?
The kiwi would also look like Columbo's one eye.
Oh, you could call it one brow for the road.
One brow for the road.
Oh, there you go.
There we go. Amy, I hope you're listening and I hope you enjoy that. That's not a bad dream. I mean, some of them sound repulsive that we make, to be honest. Yeah. That sounds drinkable.
Yeah. We have got to do one for Hayley. So let's go to town on that.
Go on then.
Let's go to town on that.
Is it going to be a droopy?
Oh, there's going to be a little bit of spine in it.
A bit of bone marrow.
There's a broken glass. And a roller skate. There we go. Oh, we can drink it out of a roller skate.
We could serve it in a roller skate.
Yes.
So we could have ice formed in the shape of a broken bottle coming out of it.
Yeah.
And then we could have that grenadine to represent the blood just poured down the glass bottle thing.
Oh, yeah. And you know, like when you go and order it, what you have to do is you have to give them one of your shoes in order to get there. You know, like when you go roller skating, you have to give your shoes in.
Yeah.
In order to get, you have to give a shoe in to take the roller skate and then you give it back and you get your shoe back.
Right. Yes, I'm with you. Yeah.
And then maybe like we could have baked beans.
On the other shoe.
Orange.
Do you see what I mean, Hayley, when I say some of them sound repulsive?
Yeah. Or
it's like George's Marvelous Medicine, isn't it? One.
Yeah. Well, it's not that marvelous though. or like orange jelly beans to look like baked beans.
Oh yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know when you put like jelly beans or sweets in a bottle of vodka and you put them in a dishwasher, and it makes. Have you ever done that?
No, of course I have.
You put sweets in a bottle of vodka, put them in the dishwasher and the sweets melt into the vodka and you've got a shot of Werther's Original or a shot of jelly beans or a shot of something.
Is that hygienic? Is it hygienic?
No, probably not. Well, you don't. I mean, you put the lid on, hey?
Yeah, no, but I mean, it can't. There's going to be some sort of food poisoning there at some point, isn't there?
No, because it's alcohol. It'll just sort of kill it.
Your feet used to be fine until you started doing that, Louise.
I've just spat on my own hand.
So. She's mutated. No, it's fine.
Can we just recap on what's in that drink? Because I've lost the way. I'm the will to live. Yeah, maybe that's what it's called. Yeah. No, but recap what was in it again.
So the fig gin.
No, that's Amy's.
Oh God,
inhalers now, aren't we?
I've lost my mind. I didn't think this was that alcoholic.
Suitable for vegans as well. WKD, just so you
know. Great, brilliant. Right. That's what they're all rushing out to get. what did we say? Baked beans.
Baked beans,
but so they're little sweets.
But little sweets.
Oh, roller skates served in a roller boot
with glass ice with grenadine.
Yeah.
We'll have to have some WKD in it.
Yeah, we've got to put some of that in it.
Yeah.
Jelly bean shot of vodka, orange for the baked beans.
Any aftershock going in there?
Yeah, I think we have that as a chaser. Ooh, okay. Maybe it's served in the stopper of the roller boot. Pull that off and you neck it.
Oh, yeah. Maybe that's it. I think the jelly beans should go on the little tray when you pay, you know, when they give you the bill. You could have the little jelly beans on there, maybe.
Yeah, or like you do with tequila. Maybe you put the jelly beans on your hand.
Oh, yeah.
And you lick them off, suck on a...
On a...
Something.
Stopper, suck on
a stopper,
and then you knock back the aftershock and the WKD.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Hayley, I'll be honest with you, it's not our finest cocktail that we've ever.
I'm not gonna lie, it's so complicated. I forgot where we started.
It was more about the presentation this time,
there was a lot of grenadine.
And then what we do is we serve it and it has its own wooden backdrop. So you just sort of slide it on and has a wooden backdrop like Hayley's house. Yeah.
And it's called Hayley's house.
It's called Hayley's house. There you go.
I like that as a name.
Hayley's house is a good name. The drink, I can't see it selling well because, you know, you're going to have to wash roller boots. I mean, they're quite, you know.
As well with grenadine. Yeah. I mean, it's not ideal, is it, to have broken glass in a drink?
No, that's ice. That's ice, but you make it, you form it like...
Oh, I see.
Like broken glass. Yeah, well, there you go. And look, nobody's going to worry about washing out the roller boot anyway, are they? Because
no one's going to order it. Yes,
all right. Okay.
Believe it or not, Hayley, people pay Patreon to keep this podcast, you know, carrying on. I mean, I know it's hard to believe, but
do they make these So you suggest these cocktails and they go, oh, I'm going to make that. Do they send
pictures? Give us money to keep this podcast going. That's what they do. Yeah, no, they don't. Oh, no, they don't. Yeah, yeah, they do.
I'd like to think that they do that, Sally.
Yeah. I'm going to do a little shout out to one of our Patreon. Can we just shout out to Josephine Connolly? Thank you for your support, Josephine Connolly.
Oh, Josephine. Oh, is that was that Josephine Connolly that you wrote a haiku about, Sally?
No, I don't know. What. Oh, did I write a haiku? Oh, no, not that Josephine Connolly. That was another one. Sorry, Lou. No, I don't have a haiku.
Do you want to say it anyway?
No, I think you probably, well, I read it to you, so perhaps you could say it, Lou.
I can't quite remember it, Sally.
No, so sometimes what happens, Hayley, is Lou has a song about the patron.
Okay, do you want me to do one?
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
Josephine Connolly.
There was a woman called Josephine Connolly, not related to the comedian Billy Connolly. She paid Sally and Lou. How much does she pay?
I don't know.
Pay Sally and Lou £3 a month.
No, it's £5.
£5 a month. And some say that is far too much.
Some say that.
God, it doesn't rhyme.
I think that's a haiku, though, isn't it?
That's a haiku. Yeah.
Yeah, it doesn't have to rhyme.
It sounds more like one of those. It was an old woman from those ones.
Yeah, a limerick.
That's the one.
Yeah.
I mean, well done, Hayley. That was beautifully delivered.
Yeah, it was.
And that just came off the top of your head.
You'd be surprised, actually.
Arts
Sally.
Degree, or contemporary arts degree, clearly came shone through there.
Yeah. Someone did a shit in a bucket once and they got first. I'm not even joking.
I can imagine. Yeah. I bet you're still, I'm glad that you're over it, Hayley.
No, I'm not over it, because I wrote a really good condensed dissertation on Yoko Ono and they did a shit in a bucket and played a video of them sucking someone off in an alley and honestly, first.
Oh, that was deliberate?
Yeah, because we were all in this tiny room and we said, oh God, it stinks in here. And it was we were smelling someone's feces.
Well, I tell you what, you need to watch BBC Four's something about art, Mary Beard's programme about art, because there's a documentary that she watches about people that shit on the floor, and that's called art. Anyway, there you go. There we are.
Lovely.
Anyway, Josephine, you keep paying that money every month.
Hayley Ellis, have you got any more drunk stories to share with us before we ask you the penultimate question? No pressure, but we can wait.
Hang on, let me just go through my text messages.
I'm just going to roll my mouse under my foot.
I did ask. I said my friend sent me loads of them. I threw up WKD blue once, and my friend's got a picture of me on the sofa, and next to her is a big pile of blue sick. That's not one of the stories I was going to roll out. No, here we go.
Okay.
So we were obviously 20. You know, not very mature.
Obviously.
Should have been, but we weren't. We were on a night out, me and my friend, and we robbed a shop sign just about four doors down from where we lived, which was like a Walls ice cream sign outside the shop. They brought, the newspaper headlines in. And we took one of them back and we put it in front of our friend who hadn't been out with us that night, store. Thought it was hilarious. She didn't find it funny. She's really mad at us. So the next night she had to take it back and got stopped by the police taking it back.
Oh, no.
Yeah. She was fine. I used to be terrible to live with. My friend used to eat pistachio shells. So I come in hammered one night, just ran into a room and tipped the pistachio shells all over her head. There's a reason. Yeah, I know.
It's not.
And nice. I did this all with a bottle on my foot. So it's.
Wow.
Yeah.
And now you've got a child?
I know.
Yeah.
Wow.
I know.
Lou, ask Hayley the penultimate question.
Sally, I will. Hayley Aloysius Brian Tarquin Ellis.
Thank you, Louise.
Oh, is that it? Just Louise. All right. Okay, sorry. Let's imagine you've got a spittoon in front of you. Okay.
What's a spittoon?
It's a bucket that you spit in. Okay.
Yeah. It's so fancy, and it is actually pronounced spittoon as well.
Is it? It's
not kaloon. Spittoon. Spittoon.
Okay. I'm in my culottes looking at a spittoon.
Okay. So let's imagine you've got the spittoon and somebody has spat in it, right? And,
yes.
Right. Okay. And you've got to bend over using your dropped scapula, right? To drink whatever's in the bucket, right? Whose spittoon would you drink?
And it can't be your child.
I was going to say my daughter, because obviously she's 90% me. Or 50%.
Oh, look at you claiming.
You know,
claiming
she's got my
most
eyes.
Of her from you.
Got my eyes.
90%.
She can never leave because she looks like me. Whose would I drink? Oh, God. Julia Davis's.
Oh, good choice.
Oh, yeah.
Because maybe some of her genius
will come in through her spit.
Yeah.
Brilliant.
It might straighten your spine as well.
Yeah. Is this going to be a spit or a swallow? That's what this podcast.
Oh, yeah, the whole point of it, isn't it?
I've noticed you've been drinking more tea than WKD ratio.
I've finished it.
Oh, have you?
Hang on.
I know those E numbers. She's going to be bouncing. Do you know, from me, I've got to say, it's a swallow. I'm surprised myself. Mm. Yeah. I thought it was going to be like the smell of it smells like cough mixture. Medicine.
I think once you, it's like, I guess it's like a trial on I'm a Celebrity, because once you get the initial disgust out of the way, it gets nice.
It's quite nice. I'll probably get some port and do a cheeky vimto.
Yeah. Honestly, you should. And they get you really drunk, cheeky vintos.
Excellent. Well,
you'll be picking up your college lecturer in no time, Sally, swinging around the room.
Oh, Sally's so old, all of hers are dead.
She'll be digging them up.
Digging them up and swinging them bones around.
Well, it's a swallow from me as well.
Well done, Hayley Ellis.
Oh, yeah.
I know. Thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you.
Love talking to you.
Oh, and
thank you for having me.
Glorious with your lovely skin. Well done. That's because you don't drink. That's why.
No.
That's why you look beautiful.
Thanks, Louise.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with what you thought about the wines that we've tried, recommendations of your own, or feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we're at Lou and Sally.
Facebook is Spit or Swallow Podcast.
Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34@gmail.com.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast. Thanks to Audio Boom for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Whether taking a road trip to the beach, heading to the mountains, or driving to the city, summer adventures are nonstop fun in a new Honda. But let's face it, summer trips can really add up. That's why I love the fuel efficiency of Honda. With Honda, you can save your money for other things, like that awesome keychain at the convenience store, that brand new album you wanted, or whatever else your heart desires. New Hondas are arriving daily. See your local Honda dealer and start your summer adventures today.
Amazon Business honors Ricardo Gurgel, owner of Veggie Root Tavern. This week, Ricardo saved big and used Amazon Business to help his team buy commercial deep fryers at a quantity discount. Because even veggies can be fried.
I'm gonna need 2 orders of fried fiddleheads.
With business buying easier than before, Ricardo now uses his extra time to focus on growing something big. Buy smarter, dream bigger. Visit Amazon Business, your partner for smart business buying. Fiddleheads. Yum.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Spit or Swallow is produced by Amanda Redman.
If you want to get in touch with us about what you thought about the drinks that we've tried, or recommendations of your own, or you feel like sharing your worst drunken story with us, then please do.
On Twitter and Insta, we are at Lou and Sally. Facebook and TikTok is Spit or Swallow Podcast. Or email us at spitorswallowpodcast34, that's the numbers 34, @gmail.com.
If you've enjoyed the podcast, then please subscribe and leave us a review, because this helps other people find us.
And if you want to support the podcast, then go to www.patreon.com/spitorswallowpodcast, where you can find some bonus content.
Thanks to Acast for hosting us, but most of all, thanks to you lot for listening.
That's all for now. See you next time.
Bye!